Hey, good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday night edition of Into the Night with me, Sean Kelly. How's everybody doing tonight? I'm doing great. I am so looking forward to this show. And, you know, guys, I've been advertising that open investigation. Hey, Shannon Lewis, good to see you. We've been investigating the Dudas Farm, right? And that was back on April 6th. And, so I thought I'd wait a couple weeks so everybody can relax and settle down. And tonight, we are going to discuss it. I got my friend Roy White and my friend Ashley Greger here tonight as guests. And we're going to talk about, get their experiences, getting the idea how they knew or they realized that the Dudas Farm is haunted. But before we get into the guests, I want to say that I am on UPRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi. And also, I want to thank Carnation for sponsoring my show tonight. I truly, truly appreciate it. And I'm glad that UPRN Radio gave me the opportunity to go out and share my hour with the world. We are worldwide and here in the United States. So please sit back, enjoy the show. And without further ado, I am going to bring in our guest, Roy White. There he is. Hey, Roy.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
And Ashley Greger. There she is.
Hi.
The surprise guest.
Yes. Hey, Cindy Simpson, good to see you. Thank you for coming on tonight there, Cindy. Yeah, guys, tell us about it. Shannon Lewis says hi. So you're on the hot seat.
Where are we going to start at, Sean? Are we going to start at that?
Right at the beginning. I mean, just like your actual thoughts before the investigation, during and after.
So basically how this all started was me reaching out to you, Sean. And I experienced several things that happened at Dudas Haunted Farm. And the first thing that happened was probably within the first week of me being there. I had a ladder working in the maze. It was late at night. I left the ladder in the same spot. I left for the night. I come back the next day. The ladder's gone. My son was with me that night. And I asked the owner, Mark, if he knew where the ladder was. And asked him if any of his workers took it. And he said, no, why would anybody go in the corn maze and take the ladder? I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. I mean, it was, you know, took you a couple minutes to get to where the ladder was at inside the corn maze. Corn was already, you know, 8 foot high. So week went by. Mark asked me, he said, hey, do you find that ladder? I said, no. He thought for sure I was setting this up. He thought I was just trying to create a buzz. And I assured him that I was not. Probably about a week later, my son was walking through the maze. We were running electricity and stuff. And then he found the ladder probably about 50 yards from where it was through a maze, a labyrinth, just laying in the corn. I mean, it was still an A-frame ladder sitting right there in the corn. It was definitely a weird experience.
How about you, Ashley?
Well, the first time that I experienced anything is the first year. I was down near the church where it was down where, not where the church was, but,
where the church is now.
Yeah. I was standing there and I thought someone was coming back out of the corn maze. I already sent like three groups in and I was like, are you lost? And I looked and there's no one there. Like I seen someone coming and they just disappeared. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, it's dark out. It's my imagination. Nothing. But then I start feeling someone was near me. And a couple hours later, in front of me, I seen a man standing and I had no clue who he was. And I had to do a double take because again, I was like, who's down there with me? There was no one in line. Roy was somewhere. And then I kept seeing this man over and over. Like anytime I was at the farm, I would see this man. Then I would see a few other like shadow people running amok. And it just, it was never a boring day there since day one.
So a little backstory about Ashley real quick here. Ashley's actually my makeup manager. Me and Ashley's worked in the business for, probably 15 years now you've been in there?
Probably.
About that long. We've worked on and off with each other. She came back out of retirement to come work with me. And Ashley, if she wants to explain, she does definitely have some special talents.
I'm not going there on that one, dude. I'm not going on that one.
That's up to Ashley.
This is a PG-13 show. You know?
No. So I told you, my grandma is watching.
Okay. Hi, Grandma. Glad to see you. What's your grandma's name?
Helen.
I'm sorry?
Helen.
Ellen. Hi, Ellen. How are you? Welcome to the show. And I'm sorry if you blushed when you heard that, Ellen.
She probably laughed.
But you know what, guys? Now, when it came up to the day of the investigation, how excited were you? Did you have doubts? What was your feelings before we even got down there?
I've never actually been on a hunt with equipment or an actual quote unquote group. Like Roy said, I do have an ability where I can sense and feel things around me. I can see a few things. Sometimes I get like pictures and things in my head or know something's going to happen before it's going to happen. Like think you're crazy, but you're not after, you know, it happens. And right. This was actually one of my first actual investigations with a group. So I was excited. Okay. And then come our actual findings and know you're not crazy again. It's, you know, it's exciting.
How about you, Roy?
I was very excited. I knew there was definitely stuff going on there that I couldn't explain. And I just wanted to share it to the world. And if I would have just came out with it, being that I'm owner of a haunted attraction, everybody will feel that it's just me trying to boost the haunted attraction, which that is not the case. I mean, I could do very well without trying to say that there's real ghosts there. You know, it has nothing to do with it. I hope people do not think that any way that this is what it is, because we just want to prove to the world that there's definitely something there, you know, and okay. We wanted you guys to come in and experience that with us.
And I'm very grateful that you gave me the opportunity, Val and Eric, to come down and experience with you. But I'm going to be upfront with you guys. Lee, Val, and Eric, we have about, I would say, close to 60, 70 years of experience. Hey, River Rose, good to see you. That's my buddy, River. And when it was the end of the investigation, real quick, and then we'll go back. We're jumping ahead here. We sat on that picnic bench and we saw you all get together and you all were sharing your photos with everyone. And we all had smiles on our face, you know? And the reason why we were smiling is because we were like that at one point in time. And we like to, you know, help people do an investigation, not so much run it, but help, you know, now, since, you know, like I'm in my 60s now, and Val, you know, I'm not going to tell her age because you ain't supposed to tell a woman her age, you know, especially telling the whole world. But you know what? We just sat there and just watched you guys, and we're so excited at showing pictures and well, it was just awesome. I had to bring that out.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that you guys did handle it the way you guys did, where you guys got us really involved in it. Basically, we were doing the ghost hunt, and you were just teaching us how to do the ghost hunt. That was very cool. That was really neat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thanks for letting me run my own group.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said, thanks for throwing me into running my own group. That was really fun.
I'm glad. Oh, see, you know, it's funny. It's not funny. Whenever, you know, when there was like 15 or 16 of us down there, and for some reason, I liked the energy that was coming off you. And I'm being honest with you.
Well, thank you.
I am. I like the energy. And I figure, you know what? Because she's wearing the Crocs tonight, I think she would be a very good, you know, leader or, you know, somebody running a group. And that's why I choose you. And of course, we had to get Roy on the other one. But so it was just a really, really good, fun experience for everyone. The only bad thing I did not like about it was muddy. All right.
Yeah,
it was muddy.
No doubt.
And driving the back roads, you know, in the country, and you might get one street light every 2, 3, maybe 4 miles, you know.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Not knowing if the Sasquatch is going to jump out of it. I'll be honest with you. To be honest with you, I was looking for one to pop out in the woods, you know what I mean? So, okay. So now that we got the groups together, tell them. I'd like to hear the both of you on how you experienced, what was your experience when you started the investigation, Roy?
My experience, I mean, I wasn't, I didn't know what to expect. You know, I mean, I was waiting for you to show up. You finally, you know, we finally met, and then your other crew started showing up. I didn't know how it was going to go. Like I said, I was never a part of any of this before. I've never did a paranormal investigation with anybody. No, I've went and done it myself without any equipment and stuff like that. And but now, since we've done, let me mention, since we've done this, Sean, we do own our own paranormal equipment now.
You really did buy it.
Yeah, I definitely bought it for us. But
okay.
You know, I didn't know what to expect. I think everything went really well. I didn't get to see half the picture. I mean, I only got to see so many of the pictures, and some of the pictures I was like, eh, maybe, maybe not. When Mark produced that picture the next day was pretty shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
you
if anybody
explain
wants to
it?
Date, if you go to the Facebook page, it's on Duda's Haunted Farm. But, that picture really shocked me.
Do you want to explain to the people?
That picture, we were all together. It was how big of our group was, Sean? I mean, we were probably what, maybe 7 deep, 8 deep?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
So 8 people were together. The first thing we do is we walk down to the area that Mark says that his parents received these wooden spoons from Mark's uncle, which was, quote me, don't quote me if I'm wrong here, but I know he was some kind of priest in the Catholic religion. And he used to go overseas, and he brought these old wooden spoons back with him. And since Mark's parents put him into their house, I guess just ill things fell upon the family. Mark's dad finally got fed up with them, sorry, and took them out in their driveway and burnt them. So as you guys got there that night, that was one of the first places Mark took us to, was to that area.
Mm-hmm.
We were down that area, and your buddy was getting some low cold readings. Mm-hmm. And I remember you saying, too, Sean, that you felt when you walked off there's a little step there that you walked off right. of, that you felt someone grab you or touch you.
Felt something. You know, it was – the energy was really thick. It was like when I was walking there toward that little step, I was okay, you know. But once when
right.
I – crossed over, dropped down on that step, it just seemed like the air got real heavy.
You know, right.
It was like, and I kind of like got a little dizzy, to be honest with you. I was a little off kilter there.
Right. But,
I got to go over there.
We're right down by the road, right at the end of the gravel driveway. There's a pole light, a street light, probably 100 yards from us. Sean tells us all, instructs us all to start taking pictures. Mark took several pictures. And then we left from that spot and we came back up. Now, the next day, Mark sent me the picture that he took that he didn't even notice he took that night. And clearly, there is a dark figure standing to the left. Now, the rest of the picture is crystal clear. If you grab it and zoom in on this picture, you can see the leaves on a tree. This thing that was standing maybe 5 feet from him was very distorted.
Okay.
Am I right with that, Sean? Is that seem about
that
right?
I would say, yeah.
Very distorted. You guys got to go check this picture out. Definitely got to check this picture out. It looks like this thing has hoofs as feet. And it also looks like it's wearing sunglasses too. I'm just saying. It looks like it's wearing sunglasses, and it's so weird because it's like pulled apart. Like it's like you stretched it, like it stretched right. from another dimension or something. Do you understand what I'm saying, Sean? I
don't know. Yeah, if you like it went in through a portal. There could have been a portal there to where.
Right.
It looked like it was just walking, and it caught right. it like it was standing, and then it started walking.
Right, mm-hmm. very fastly though, because it looked stretched. You know what I mean? It was very
right.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Everybody needs to go check that picture out.
Yeah. So how can they? I want to go to
Duda's, Facebook and go to Duda's Haunted Farm.
All right, I'm typing that in down here. How about you, Ashley? What did you think about the picture?
I definitely seen the bottom. It looked like it had hooves for feet. it didn't look like Mr. Moho or any of the spirits that I seen. Like it was definitely something different. And I wasn't over in that area. I don't even know what area you guys really went to. So I personally can't tell you that experience. But the picture, it definitely looked creepy, like really mm-hmm. creepy.
Now you guys took some pictures though.
Oh yeah, we got every place that we went. We went through where the corn maze initially is. So we went and there was one point where Val was holding that one instrument to catch to see if there was like something there, and I went to just take a picture. And in the back where the mine shaft is, you can mm-hmm. see it kind of. Reminded you of that picture that Mark took. It was just a tall, dark way object. Bigger. And yeah. there's nothing in there that would like show that. Like there was, and it wasn't even us trying to catch anything at that point. It was just kind of like, hey, what's going on out there?
Light in there to cast a shadow.
Right. And yeah. I think almost everyone in our group caught something, because I mean the energy over there it was wild that night. Like they were just excited that there was people there. So I mean we caught a few people. There was a couple shadow people. I think Roy, you have those pictures that we sent to you. And then that picture I took, and then another girl from our group, Leah, down where the pig pen is, she caught another shadow figure standing right over there. So mm-hmm. it was definitely fun. Everyone was excited to show their findings.
Was it, and like I said earlier, it's just the three of us sitting back and just watching you just showing and all excited, jumping up for joy, and you know what I mean? And it my heart was a little warm and fuzzy at the time, you know, to be perfectly honest with you. But so with the investigation, is it what you thought it would be?
I honestly wasn't expecting to run my group, so no. it wasn't. Oh, but I loved every minute of it. And Val, she was amazing. She showed us the gadgets and toys and things. And it was nice to actually like not just focus and mean and like just look at something else, and if I felt something, they caught it on there too. So mm-hmm. it was really nice to, you know, have something to prove that what I'm feeling could be legit. So that was really cool.
Ashley's not crazy.
No, God no. River Rose says there is a lot of stories in Spanish and Italian speaking cultures of dark entities with hooves. Wow, I speak Spanish and Italian. Wow. She must have seen the picture. She says a very interesting on this picture. So she must be looking at the pictures right now. River's right. great, man. Yeah. And so how about you, Roy? I mean.
Oh, I was, I think it was a great time. I like that we brought different haunt investigations groups together. That's what we're going to do. Every time we do this event, everybody's always going to be welcome to come. We're not going to do private events for different people that want to do paranormal investigation. This is always going to be an open-ended, you know, every time we pick a date, Sean, that this is going to be everybody's invited. These are the times that you guys are going to do it. We believe in unity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
It worked out.
Everybody get together.
It really, really worked out. I mean, the way the whole night, because I was a little skeptical because of, first of all, the weather, okay, and being in the country, investigating a farm where they have animals, you know, so it's like, I don't know. And then what was funny was that, was it Mark said that he got dogs down there and they were like kind of mean, and I'm pulled in and here it was Andrew's dogs that were
running. Yeah, it was Andrew's dogs.
Are you serious? So before the investigation started, did you guys get together and talk about it?
No, really. I mean, we've been so busy. We didn't really talk about it at all. We just, I told everybody, you know, this is the night it's going to happen. Let's do this. You know, we wanted to go in there with an open mind. We didn't want to talk about it. We didn't want to force you guys to go anywhere. You know what I mean? We didn't want to point you in any directions. You know what I mean? Once you told us where you wanted to go, we wanted to take you. But other than that, we wanted to leave it all up to you guys.
Yeah. When I led the group, there was a few places, like even some coming through and saying, like, you know, Mr. Moho's mine. They felt that there was always something right over there. And so I would let them know, like, hey, these are like kind of the active points that people have seen things, but I wanted everyone to experience something for themselves.
Yeah.
And that's why I picked you as a leader, honey.
Well, don't be telling everyone this.
Why not?
Yes, I like to stay in the shadows.
It ain't happening, honey. It ain't happening. No, you're all over the world now. Everybody's gonna know Ashley Gregor now. Yes, but I had a great time.
How did you like your experience, Sean? How did you like your first ride on a UTV?
It was, your ride was nice, you know. Andrew's ATV wasn't so nice. But don't tell him I said that, but I'm sure later. But no, he was great.
Mine's new, and Andrew's has worked on the farm.
Yeah, but no, my experience being on the farm it was interesting, you know, because there was a lot of times where we would do cemeteries, you know, open, you know, be outside and investigate and not really knowing what was going to happen. And so this was kind of different. And the reason why it was kind of different was because I didn't know if there was going to be Native Americans down there. I just did not know. Okay.
Right.
And I kept saying, you know, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, okay, I got 16 people here that I do not know, except for Roy. And, you know, I just don't want them to go out there and get, you know, messed up, you know, thinking, you know, where a lot of people like call out spirits. And I was very grateful that you respected the spirits, your whole group respected the spirits and did not call them names, did not try to get a reaction. And I was really, really, really impressed with that.
Thank you.
Jonathan Gregor, is that your husband?
No, that's my little brother.
That's your little brother? Hi, little bro. Hello, bro.
I don't think my husband's home, but I don't think he's on Facebook. He just came in.
Okay. Your little bro says definitely around Mojo and a little bit closer to Clown House is where he...
The mine, Mr. Moho, that whole back side along like the fence is what he's talking about. He was in that back top corner where the corn maze is.
Now, have you experienced anything besides what you told us at the beginning of the show? Like, are you more aware now? Do you look more now that you're that say like you have to go to the farm, do you observe a lot more now?
You know, sometimes I kind of like what Roy said, I came out of retirement with this gift. I kind of keep it to myself and keep it like shut off, you might want to call it, because I have a son and family, and you know, there's more bad than good when you're messing with the spirit realm. So I tend to try. It's like when I open up and when I first started all of this, like I was kind of just thrown into it. I didn't have a choice. I didn't just wake up one day and say, hey, I'm going to see Casper, the friendly ghost today, you know? So I kind of know how to, like, if I had a light inside me, like, and you know how everything's attracted, like a bug zapper. Right. I know how to kind of shut that off so things don't know that I'm around for it to kind of react and come to me. But the night of the investigation, I wanted to see who was all around, so I opened myself up. So, and well, we had a few people around us that night.
Yeah, you know what? And some of the pictures I think Roy sent me, or I think it was Roy, was the one where you was like out in the field where we saw three little humps, like some sort of shadow figures. The shadow figures really creepy.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty, pretty.
Yeah, the one where it looked like there was two shadow figures walking through there. I actually took that picture.
Oh, you did? Okay. Now, is that picture up on the website so people can go look at the pictures?
Roy,
you sent it to me.
I sent you all the pictures I took and Leah took. And I don't know if Shannon...
I'll put it up.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. And how about you, Roy, now that you go to the farm now, since you know the farm is... I love what you said. Now we know that the Dudas farm is haunted. You put
right.
that
I mean, big one. I've known after week one.
Right. But what I'm saying is now, do you observe more of the farm in different places? Like before you go do your thing on the farm, do you go kind of look and see if there's anything there?
No. I don't either.
Bring your equipment.
I'm just, you know what, Sean, when I get over there, it's work time. It really is. That's why I probably miss so much, because I'm just focused on what I'm doing when I'm there. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I built the other day, I built a 2-story building in one day.
Wow.
Got it painted in the next.
Ground up. And then, you know, 2 days later, we just painted it all, you know? So when I'm over there, it's game time. Now at night, like during the haunt season, now that's a different story. Yeah, I'm definitely paying attention then. The sounds that you hear are unbelievable. You know, I'm always the guy that walks around alone, so I get to experience a lot.
Was that when we were down there where Mark got that picture? Remember that loud and screechy noise we thought was raccoons duking it out?
Yeah.
Do raccoons sound like that?
That's what Andrew says. I have no idea.
I don't either, man, because
I have no idea.
I thought it was another Sasquatch.
You know, I was in the back of Roy's thing and we were headed up, and I swear I felt like there was an animal around, and it honestly, it reminded you of like something protecting the farm where the woods are, and it reminded you of a Tasmanian devil. Like it was bigger than it, and it just it was kind of weird. Like, I don't want to say naked, but it wasn't like when I Googled it, because I was like, what the heck is this thing? Like, I didn't even know what to put the name of it, but like, I don't know if it was making the noises or what, but it just it was weird.
There, Sean? He should be. What? I mean, there's tons of food there for Sasquatch.
You know, you're lying, man. Growing.
I mean, we took a ride up in that field. How many deer were in that field? 30?
A lot.
Yeah, I know. And, I mean, they're not
there's
big.
There's a source
I mean,
like no other.
Good old Sasquatch would come in and snatch one of them deers off. My friend River Rose says, I agree with Ashley on the sometimes having to shut it down. I do that too, but it took me getting older to learn how to do that. And sometimes I use my headphones to tune out or ignore things.
Yeah, I'll be 35 this year, and it definitely takes a while to get used to it and then to figure out what's real and what's not. Because, I mean, you watch movies and different things, like, you know, your mind can play tricks on you. So you had to, like, just trust your gut. Like, you know, never doubt yourself. You can never doubt yourself. And when you want to go in there and you want to, like, focus on spirits, like, people think, like, okay, she sees dead people. Like, do you go to the market and see dead people? No, because I'm going to the market because I'm focusing on food and things, you know? Right. And I, like, been doing this for years. So, but when I want to focus on a spirit and I can feel like something's around, then that's when they'll come around, you know?
And that's once you, and like I said, your energy, Ashley, is like pure. And what that is, that the spirits know that they can feel safe when they're around you. That's why there's more activity that surrounds you, because they know your energy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what I was impressed about was that there was nobody there that had the negative energy. You know what I mean? Everyone was positive about this investigation, which, to be honest with y'all, it was nice to see that, because you have one person, and I've seen this, I've been in groups where, you know, you can have a group of 15 people and 14 are believers, but you have that one doubter, okay? That one doubter will screw everything up for everybody.
Right.
Because the spirits are not attracted to that. And, well, okay. So we're going to take a quick 70-second break and get to go to the bathroom, get something to drink, be back. We'll be back in about 70 seconds. And on that note, we'll see you in 70. Everybody, welcome back to the second half of Into the Night with Sean Kelly, the Sunday night edition. And I want to thank UPRN Talk Radio, 105.3 New Orleans, 107.7 Mississippi, for allowing me to spend an hour with you on a Sunday night. Don't forget, I'm also on Tuesday nights from 8:10 to 9:10 p.m. This Tuesday coming up, we're going to have my friend Michael Anthony, and we got some good stuff to share with you guys. So please come in at 8:10 on Tuesday to 9:10. And I'm telling you, when Michael comes on once a month, and he is my friend, but he has a lot of interesting things that he likes to talk about. And I'm looking forward to this Tuesday. Also want to thank Carnation for being a sponsor of my show tonight and all the other nights that I'm on my show. That sounded right. I just got a little tongue tied there, guys.
It worked out.
I get tongue tied, but it did work out. So since Mark and Andrew are not here, what kind of feedback did you get from the owners, Mark and Andrew?
They were both blown away. Mark was really blown away by that picture. I mean, he was he was really, really blown away by that picture. When he sent it to me the next morning, he's like, oh my God, look what I found. Andrew thought it was really cool. Andrew thought it was really neat. You know, they both know that there was stuff on that farm for years, you know, the experiences they had, which they told you. But, you know, now it clarifies it with everybody else that, you know, there's something definitely going on that farm. And I think they really, really, really enjoyed it. They did. And I don't think they knew what to expect really when I told them that this was going to happen, Sean. You know, I just met these guys 3 years ago and stormed their farm and took it over and turned it into a haunted house. And, you know, they were vegetable farmers all their whole life. And now we're, you know, getting big into the entertainment business. And they're just with open arms with everything. They really are. I'm sure you noticed they're very, very good people.
Oh, yeah, man. And I like that little hot dog maker that y'all had. Yeah, it's some top-of-the-line hot dogs. I cannot mention the name of the hot dogs that we had or the buns, but I'm sure we can mention the ketchup that you guys had down there.
Yes, definitely. Dude is ketchup. Oh my
talk
God.
About if anybody's it. Talk close about
nearby,
it.
Get to the farm. It is better than I can't say who, but nope. it's a big ketchup in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
It is way better.
And if I'm not mistaken, they opened up their store down there now.
Yeah, the main market is open. They open from nine to six Monday through Friday, and 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. And it looks like Ashley took a little break.
We lost there. Ashley.
We didn't lose her. She's there still, but you know, the camera's not off.
Camera's
off, and the microphone's off too. So, so there she is. What are you doing to us?
Told Cam. I didn't want him to be on camera, so I had to tell him to go back to bed. Sorry.
Oh, I got you.
He did really good though. He's been in bed since 8, so this is, usually he's out about 5 times. So right. One time I'll take it.
Okay. So.
So anyway, the market is open at that time. Also, our Bloodfest tickets that are July 13th and the 27th is going to be Bloodfest Hayride. Go to Dudas Haunted Farm. You'll find more information about that on Facebook. But we are selling the tickets at the farm, and the tickets are going to be a limited number for each night for this event.
And what other kind of stuff are you going to have for this Bloodfest? Do you have more attractions coming up?
Bloodfest, we're going to have, we're actually going to have a mechanical bull set up. We're going to have a jousting unit set up. We're going to have vendors come in. Sean's coming, I hope. Yeah. He's going to be down there. We're actually going to have some vendors that do some Halloween crafts that are coming down. We have Coffin Coffee. They pull their coffee trailer around with a hearse. So that's a definite, cool, it's got to be there.
That's cool as hell.
We're trying to work on getting the Red Cross down for Bloodfest. I mean, who else better than to have the Red Cross for Bloodfest?
Good luck with that one.
Yeah.
Good luck with that. So, do you guys, okay, we got a couple minutes left. But I'd like to, do you watch the paranormal shows on TV, Ashley?
Not really.
I used to back in the day.
Honestly, once in a while, like when Penn State was on there, is that what it's called? Paranormal Penn State? Because it was like locally. I would try to get into that, but I like the encounters, like the real backstories and things. But like horror movies and paranormal activity and stuff, I can't get into scary movies.
Me neither. I don't like scary movies because.
But tell me there's a haunted graveyard. I'm down.
Because I have to turn on the lights in the room, and you know, when I go to bed, I got to go turn the lights on while I'm sleeping, and then I got to put like 3 fans on in my room. So, you know, I get scared. Nah, I'm bullcrapping y'all. Cindy Simpson says, "You are amazing, Sean. Thank you for the compliment, Cindy." And I guess when you were talking about the ketchup, it's yummy. They got jalapeno stuff in this, ketchup.
It is a jalapeno ketchup. You know what, Sean? Give me 1 second. I got to grab it out of the fridge.
All right. We'll give you one. So, Ashley, do you want to do some more investigations here, sweetie?
Yeah, that was fun.
Are you up for it?
Yeah, that was fun.
Of course, okay. I have it in the fridge, Sean. I definitely have
it. There it is, everybody. Yeah.
This is all made with Duda's product right off the farm.
Do you see that, Cindy? Do you see that,
very,
guys?
Very, very good.
I mean, it's called, I got jalapeno ketchup, which I think.
It's called jalapeno ketchup, but I'm telling you what, it is not spicy at all. I'm not into a lot of spice, and it's got a very good flavor. Definitely.
So, tell me, Roy, what equipment did you buy?
What did we buy? I bought a digital voice recorder.
Yeah.
And then I bought, what is that other that checks for electronic?
K2 meter?
Yep.
The K2 meter?
Okay. Yeah, I bought these like sensory balls or something with it. I bought
cat balls too, them sensory balls.
Oh my God. Are these the ones that when you touch, like something touches them, they go off?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought that's what they were.
I tell you what, the cat balls I really enjoy. Because when they first came out, we would go to different places like businesses or private rooms, and we would actually set the balls on the ground.
Okay.
And then we'd be there, you know, doing our investigation, and all of a sudden these balls go off, man. And I love the cat balls. They're great, man.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Yeah, I thought Jonathan, they'd be pretty cool.
Jonathan says, your bro, little bro, if you guys do another investigation, I want to come. You are more than welcome to come. I'll be up to older sister to allow you to come. You know, I mean, I mean, you have to, you know, get the okay from her. You know what I mean?
He's a good kid. He can come anytime he wants to.
Cindy says that, yes, she said the ketchup looks amazing. And it is. It was one of the very good best investigations that I was on after since I retired. And even though I can't stay up like I used to, it was well worth it that Saturday, because you guys were very, very kind to me, Eric and Val. You guys opened your arms up to us. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm not bullshitting or I'm being brutally honest with you, man. These people are awesome. They're great. And what else was amazing to me is how every one of y'all actually were really excited about doing the investigation. And, you know, and even though we had fun, and that's what you're supposed to do on paranormal investigations, you have to have fun. You can't take this shit serious, man, because,
right,
you know, it just doesn't seem right. But you guys are loving and caring. You guys got good energy, and I am grateful, and I guarantee it, Val is and Eric is, that we have you as friends. And I am really looking forward to going down, you know, and buying some of that jalapeno ketchup for my friend Cindy. You
right.
know what I mean, and other people, but just to come down, because I enjoyed the company that we had. You know what I mean?
Oh, we got to get you on the hayride, Sean. You got to be on the hayride for Bloodfest. You got to experience it.
I got to bring a raincoat with me. You know what I mean?
Nah, you'll dry. It's going to be July.
But is there any last thing that you want to say before I let you guys go about that night?
No, we just appreciate you guys coming out. We're so grateful you guys came and spent the night with us out down there. Like I said, you know, we try to welcome everybody in, Sean. But we had a great time, and we're thankful for meeting you guys. I'm so glad that I reached out to you at the beginning. This is a great friendship, definitely.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely, dude. Absolutely. How about you, Ash?
Oh, right, me too. That was awesome. I didn't really get to talk to Eric, are you a lot, but
right.
It was really fun. Really fun. It was really nice meeting everyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, it was really nice meeting you. It really, really, really was. Now, oh, okay, that was quick. Okay, we still got some time, guys. But so what do I want to say here? I don't know. I'm just drawing a blank, but that's me. It's called old age. But, So, well, go ahead.
So what we're going to have to do, me and you are going to have to get together again, Sean. I want to do another investigation probably about August.
August? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to shoot for August. The corn will be up. The pass will be cut. And we'll just have to keep everybody on the pass. And it's going to bring a whole nother feeling onto that farm once you walk into that cornfield when it's taller than you.
Oh, I bet, like that horror movie, The Children of the Corn.
Oh, you know what I mean? Sean, that movie gets me every time.
Oh, they get me every time too. You know, I'm from Pittsburgh.
For but, sure.
So when we do this investigation in August, Ashley, Roy, are you expecting more, or are you, how can I say, are you expecting more, or are you just going to be satisfied what happens the last time?
I'm satisfied with whatever happens. I'm just looking for a great night on the farm, have a good bonfire, some hot dogs, mm-hmm. some good friends, some good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
How about you, Ash?
Honestly, the closer I get to Halloween, I feel like the intensity kind of gets more. So I'm still looking forward to seeing. I think it'll be fun.
Now, did this investigation awaken you a little bit? And I'm not being rude when I say awaken, but did it give you, not second thoughts, but did it give you like a little kick in the butt to start using your gifts again?
A little bit.
A little bit? Okay. It's all right.
It was fun though.
I think it's giving her the courage to speak out about it. That's more than anything.
Yeah. I kind of hid in the closet, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Because like growing up, especially my, like I said, I'll be 35. It's like kind of was frowned upon, like saying you see dead people. So you kind of just had to like go with the flow and just ignore it. And then now it's to the point where I'm proud of myself and what I've.
Well, I hope I'm proud of you, and I don't know you, but I'm not. Don't make that as a joke, but I am proud of you. I think you.
Thank you.
I am. I'm proud of Roy too. But Ashley, I mean, because once you open up your gifts, man, you know, if I can give you one piece of advice, don't get egotistical, okay? And just accept that God gave you these gifts, or whoever you believe in gave you these gifts to help people. Do you know what I mean? It's not
the gift of the servant.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, because, and I'll share a little bit. When I first got these gifts, I had an ego like a mile long, seriously, a mile long. And it got to the point where, you know, the big man upstairs, who I call God, said to me, he said, you know what, I'm going to knock you down a couple pegs. And he did. Okay. And then that's when I learned that by using my gifts, I used them with pure humbleness, with pure humility. Cindy Simpson says, that's awesome, Ashley.
Thank you. You know,
yeah, Cindy's good people. Maybe we can get her down here for August, you know, for the investigation.
But, the manager.
I'm sure that there are other parts of the farm that we could investigate the next time when we go down here.
Yeah, I mean, especially once it won't be muddy. You know what I mean?
Oh my God!
There's definitely more parts of the farm. Please. Yeah.
So it is. We got about 10 minutes left. So, any last thoughts, guys? Before I let you go.
Anything, Ashley?
I don't think. I think we covered pretty much everything.
Your spill about coming to Bloodfest. Come on, girl.
Oh, well, you'll see me at Bloodfest. Like Roy said, I'm makeup manager. My sister, she was actually there. Shannon, she does the costumes. She'll actually be greeter there. Mm-hmm. We call her Hilly. Usually my name's Maisie down on the farm, but I don't know where I'll be at Bloodfest. You'll see me.
Now, I'm looking forward to going down there on Bloodfest. And guys, I had a great time tonight. I had a great time at the investigation. And if people who want to go and check out the investigation photos, please go to Haunted Farms. Is that
on
it?
On Facebook, yep. Dudas Haunted Farms on Facebook.
Go to there and check out the pictures. And
I will upload some more too.
That's awesome.
Yep. And thank you so much, you guys, for being on the show tonight. And
thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on, Ashley. Appreciate it very much. And you, Roy. And thank I you. Will talk to you guys later.
All right, okay. Buddy. Have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys. Wow, that was I hope everybody that was waiting for, how the investigation went. As you can tell, having Roy and Ashley on, my gosh, it was great. It was a great time, buddy. It was good times. And I'm looking forward to going down there in August to do the investigation again. When it comes about a month before the investigation date that we set, I will start advertising on it. And then we'll go from there. So I had a good week. This Tuesday coming up, is my other show with Michael Anthony, and it's going to be a good one. It really is. And I hope that everybody had a good time tonight. Shannon Lewis, bye, Sean. Hope to see you again in August. I definitely will be there, Shannon. Guarantee it. Hope to see you too. Don't forget, spread the word about the Dudas Farm. And give them kudos to your friends, share their website, share their Facebook page, because you have to admit, if it wasn't for the farmers, we would not be eating corn and stuff like that, and vegetables, if it wasn't for the farmers. Cindy says, sounds like it was a great investigation. It sure was. And what it was is that you had a bunch of good people who never investigated before, and they went out and they did an awesome job. It was great. But like I said, please go and tell everybody about the Dudas Farms and help them out. You know what I mean? Nice to help the farmers out. I plan on doing it this year. And on that note, children, if you can, please go to your parents and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. And parents, please go to your children and give them a hug and tell them that you love them. And if you don't have no parents, and if you have no children, find somebody to give them a hug and tell them that you love them. Because those three words, I love you, go a long way. And on that note, don't forget my friend Sean Patrick Hazlett. He has his show coming on at 9:10 Into the Glass Darkly on the same platform here that I'm on. And he has a very, very good show. And on that note, good night. And don't let the bed bugs bite. And I will see everybody Tuesday night. Good night, everybody.